Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty good wealth of information. Time now for the Syndio Twitter question each and every day, brought to you by our friends from Syndio. Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita.
This is the fourth and final installment of the tough to rebuild, tough to turn around athletic department question. We're in the East now, and we've got our other three finalists. And the winner, in quotation marks, today will turn around tomorrow and play for the whole ball of wax. Which of these
courts? This is the one you don't want to win.
Right, you don't want to win this. But
right.
Yeah, sorry that I've constructed it this way, university athletic directors. Our final quartet of schools that are an uphill climb for an athletic director. Which one of these is most challenging? Buffalo, Boston College, Rutgers, or Pitt? And it's close between the closest vote was in the mountains, and Utah State won that one, so they're in the finals. This one's close, too, though, between Buffalo and Rutgers. Buffalo's getting 41% of the vote. Rutgers, 39%. Pitt, 11%. And Boston College, 9% of these Eastern schools that would be the most challenging if you were the AD. Buffalo, 41%. This year, obviously, notwithstanding, because the basketball team's doing great. But honestly, think back in your mind's eye, when has Buffalo ever been really relevant? When it comes
to good enough
athletics.
To bring Turner Gill to KU, good enough to bring Bobby Hurley to Arizona State.
Okay.
I'm just, they're in the MAC compared to three
good enough
others
to bring Khalil Mack into the NFL, too.
Exactly. Yes. Now, I will say this, the other three schools, Rutgers, which I probably is better known for their women's basketball than anything else, aren't they? Vivian Stringer and her.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably.
They've had great runs and been to Final Fours and this, that, and the other thing. Now, I can't remember when Rutgers – I mean, when Greg Schiano was there, Rutgers had a couple of had a few good years in football.
Well, they had Ray Rice – who was an excellent college running back, as we know. They had, I want to say, Mohamed Sanu. I think he went there also.
I think you're right.
So
I think Mohamed Sanu did go to
Rutgers.
They
churned out some guys, but, well, and obviously we can say this about a lot of these
schools. Well, as they should. I mean, they're in New York practically.
Well,
I mean, my God.
They're a punching bag in the Big Ten, man.
They are.
They're not,
absolutely.
They're not winning many games. I mean,
the State University of New Jersey, which has at its fingertips the most diverse and rich recruiting ground maybe in all of the country, can't seem to get it done. And not just New York City, but New Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey has tremendous high school football.
Well, and
tremendous.
Pick your sport, basketball too. I mean,
yeah, sure,
you know, whatever you want to
be really good.
Whatever you want to try to be relevant in. And this is kind of how it shakes out, football and men's basketball is kind of at the crux of these questions.
Of course,
as you
are.
Can
sure.
figure out. Tulane won last night, by the way, so they're in the finals. They got 33% of the vote of Wake Forest, Tulsa, and Akron. So it will be Tulane, Idaho, Utah State, and the winner of this one. That'll be tomorrow. Which one is the most challenging? As it pertains to an AD or consistently winning in kind of whatever major sport you want to pick. But this one might go down to the wire. The Utah State, the Mountain Division, Utah State beat Colorado State 34% to 32%. And that actually went down to the last hour. I mean, they were neck and neck, and Utah State got the last couple of votes. And I was watching that one intently. But this one may be similarly, although they're getting the lion's share of the votes. Buffalo and Rutgers are getting the combined 80% of the voter turnout on the Cindy HRO Twitter question.
Utah State and Colorado State really is curious to me. Who were the other two that were in that group? New Mexico?
Yes. Stand by.
New
Mexico and
that.
UNLV.
New Mexico and UNLV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess out of those four, maybe. But, I mean, Colorado State's had some pretty good football programs. Larry Eustace had them at a pretty good level in basketball. Utah State's been pretty good in football for a while. And
yeah,
we talked about their success in basketball.
You're being kind, though.
Yeah,
pretty good for these guys means a New Mexico Bowl, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. No, that's a fair point.
And
that's a fair point.
It's like, they ever, and I don't want to make this about Wichita State, but if, okay, Larry Eustace and Colorado State basketball.
Sure.
And New Mexico,
right.
And UNLV basketball, for that matter. Have they ever risen to, in the last 5, 6, 7 years, Wichita State status? Like,
no.
Look at Wichita State out of the Missouri Valley Conference. They're the ones that maybe win a couple of games in March. You never say that about UNLV, Colorado State.
No, none of those have. New Mexico.
New Mexico sometimes.
Had,
yep.
Yeah, New Mexico had a little pretty good run with Alford. But your point's a good one. All right. Brian Haney on all things KU as they get ready to battle in the NCAA tournament against Northeastern as a 4 seed. No question, a little different feel. That as we continue here, Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.